2 points. High-tech NASDAQ faring somewhat better, up by 15 points. And the S&P 500 right now up by just about 2. Breaking news and analysis to be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda has a work day today. That's also doesn't mean here though. She's up and moving right now with all the other things she has going. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock. Good morning, 17th of July, 2017. 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Good morning. I'm going to have to get to our webmaster. Webmaster is showing the right temperature right now, but it's not showing where it's going to be today. It's got like 84.
Yeah,
no, it can't be. That's not right because
the models are varying, but certainly not by that much. Of course, only in Redding can you call 99 a cooling trend, depending on who you ask. National Weather Service says 103. Dark Sky says 97 for the high today. I'm going to kind of split the difference, call it an even 100 for a high. In any event, not quite as brutal as it was for the last couple of days here in the North Valley. And over the next couple of days, it'll slack off just a bit. And then come roaring back late in the week. So enjoy the relative cooling while you get the chance, because by next Sunday we're back up near the 110-degree mark. Right now in Redding we're showing 71 degrees, and we'll do a lake report a little bit later in the hour. This is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
That's right, a locally owned business, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. They also have won awards for hiring veterans, you know, and at this point in time when veterans' unemployment rate is going back up again, it's nice to know there's companies out there like that. Give them a call, 365-3793. Okay, today Joe Comente is going to be on, as well as Kevin Kelly from Holiday Harvest. We can talk about the lake because I was out on the lake, of course, on Thursday. And you know what? It's the first time that I literally didn't have to, you know, at Holiday Harbor is where we go. You had to, you know, you have to drive down and you park in this one area, and then you walk on back out to the boats. The water is all the way up to the ramp. The ramp by the offices and the cafe and all that. And by the way, their cafe is outstanding. Their food there, they have there. But anyway, Kevin's going to be on to talk about that. The lake's losing something like 2 million gallons of water a day, Bob.
I was going to actually calculate that.
Yeah, see if you can, because yeah. It was in an article the other day. But, you know, because of the vast surface area it has, and as hot as it gets out there, I can imagine that, even if they're not pumping any out, because it's, 17 feet down now. So I can imagine they're losing a lot. I don't know how much more is coming back into it again. Now, let me ask you a question. Are you ready? Mm-hmm. Are you a throner?
I enjoy the series, but I'm not crazy. I'm not insane about it.
So you're not a throner. Do you know what a throner is?
Well, that's the equivalent to a Trekker.
Yeah, but see,
Star
Trek did not have books. The Game of Thrones, GOT, the Throne group, had books, and people read all the books. Well, guess
George
what?
Martin's, starting Song of Ice and Fire.
So starting this year, though, I mean, all the books are finished. So starting this year is just new. So last night was the premiere. So we get together with Ted and Lisa. And first of all, we watched last year's after dinner. We watched last year's, which was a great dinner, by the way. We watched last year's. Well, we neglected to remember that it was an hour and 20-minute finale. And I have to admit that there were parts of it I didn't remember. Like at the end when Arya Stark killed nasty old guy Walter Frey. I don't remember. See, I didn't remember that part. You know, oh, yeah, cool. So anyway, Game of Thrones started. Now, if you haven't seen it or you're trying to save it, turn away. But let me just say it this way. It was a good start for the season. It was a good start for the season. Introduced some new characters, got rid of some others, but it was interesting. You can see it happening. Now, I heard this was supposed to be the last season, but I also heard last night that they were talking about next year, every one of the episodes would be feature length movie length. You know, like an hour and 30 minutes. So, 90 minute ones.
So, next year. Re-edits or?
I don't know. You know what? I don't know. But the eighth season? Or eighth season?
The grand finale would actually pushed off till 2019 because of the production schedule. So during 2018, they may revisit, basically director's cuts of the episodes, which would be cool.
You know what would be great is if they put it all together and, you have to leave out parts, but leave it, and have like a, compress seven seasons into one to get you ready, starting from the beginning when the first Stark gets his head cut off.
Yeah.
So, starting with that and then seeing how it goes all the way through it.
Okay.
All right.
So quick math exercise here. One cubic foot of water is about 7.5 gallons. Okay. According to the California Department of, it's the people who monitor the lakes. Every second, 393 cubic feet of water evaporate from Shasta Lake, which is pretty impressive when you think about it. But given the vast surface, every second, 393 cubic feet of water, which is about 2,900 cubic feet of water turning into water vapor every single second. And we leave.
Does that come out to 2 million gallons?
Well, if we multiply that out, if you give me a minute, you can continue talking.
Okay,
I'll multiply
you.
That out.
Okay. Anyway, Friday was at the golf tournament, the a big success for the Haven Humane. I'd just like to acknowledge the fact that the man that puts it on, Mark Story's team, won by big scores. I'm sure that had nothing to do with the fact that he was – the head of this or anything like that, and that maybe it's just because he'd sandbagged everybody with a great group of golfers. I know he's listening right now, and it's making him crazy when I say that. But it was a wonderful time. It was Riverview is absolutely gorgeous. If you're wondering about that, it was a great day for me. I only lost one ball, and that was on the first tee, the first swing of my club. There is a trout somewhere down there that probably got a bruise on it in the river. Because when I start big, and then after that, it was I actually managed to find. It's a success if at the end of 17 holes, right? And I'm playing with Bill Mastin, who can really crank that ball. And we were playing with another guy named Brian, new to our town and all that, but used to be a golf pro at some club years ago. He doesn't do that anymore. Who could hit the ball very well. So we managed to be respectable. I actually hit two drives and a couple putts that were decent. Not that it was anything to do with how well the team scored. Mm-hmm. But it's beautiful out there.
Yeah.
And it was a great success. So a big kudos and hats off to everybody that supported the putt for pause. You saw all types of people out there, and they had all types of raffle prizes and everything, and the hole in one prizes, which nobody got a hole in one, but you could have gotten a Jeep Compass that was supplied by, of course, the people Denham, SJ Denham. So that was cool on their part. Okay, we're going to take a break. A lot of things happened. We want to talk. Is Reading ready for marijuana? Yet. I mean
pretty
legally.
Pretty much here.
It's pretty much here. Okay, but what about the big they had the big hemp and cannabis fair? What happened this weekend? We're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about some people that died also and a few other things that are happening in the news. And we'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Have you ever wondered why absolute God-given moral values are so important? Morals that come from God cannot be changed by the whim of man regardless of social pressures. On the contrary, man-created morals have no absolute standard and are constantly in the process of a downward change and decay. If we want to save this country and our families from decaying from the inside out, we must return to and follow the principles God has established. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Reading's Electric Utility. Consider replacing incandescent light bulbs in your home with energy-efficient LED light bulbs. LED bulbs use up to 75% less energy, generate no heat, last up to 25 times longer than incandescent bulbs, and offer comparable or better light quality than other types of lighting. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
Some things in life you can just rely on. Like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
And now, back to our show.
Yo, I don't know. Turn off the lights and I'll glow. To the extreme, I rock a mic like a vandal. Light up a stage and wax a chump like a candle. Dance. Caress a speaker that booms. I'm killing
you. This guy kind of came and went back in the day.
I don't even know who it is.
Well, you were obviously out busy shooting people, being shot at. Vanilla Ice, he had a thankfully brief career.
You know, he's on TV right now.
Ah, yeah.
He's doing rehab of houses. You know what? I never want to hear Vanilla Ice again. Okay, put a big note out there because that's a part of my music lore I don't need. Anyway, hey, good morning, everybody. Welcome back. Okay, it wasn't that bad. 7:18 in the morning. Vanilla Ice. He got in all types of notoriety because he was the first white rapper or something like that.
He was,
wasn't Eminem in there someplace?
He sort of paved the way for Eminem.
Okay.
He was sort of a backup singer, and then he kind of launched off on his solo career, which was a solo song. But he still turns up from time to time like a bad penny.
Well, it's like Celebrity Rehab Center or something. But now he's got, you know, like, remember that? They had several actors that were in there that later on went out and, you know, died soon afterwards.
Yeah.
Gary Busey. Gary Busey lived forever. I mean, ever since he had that motor, he was never tight. I don't think he was never really tight, wound tight. But after that motorcycle wreck and he slammed his head on the curb, he never was the same after that one either. Hey, it's 70 degrees, going up to 103 today. You know what? One of the great things about having a sleep number bed is. You know every night you're going to have a great sleep. Last night we readjusted our numbers. Linda went down. Linda's sleep number setting was 35. My sleep number setting was 55. And I don't know why, but it was just, sometimes you change it because of the comfort you have there. But now with the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, it uses its own sensors to make sure that you're sleeping great. It has responsive air technology, and it senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you so you stay sleeping comfortably throughout the night. This is outstanding. They won, an award, a tech award, for inventing this. And when you see it and see how it works, it's just simply outstanding. And the other thing, too, is that it's the Sleep Number beds are about the same price as any other good mattress, and they last a long time. They have 91% of the owners have said they'd buy it again. We'd buy it again. We'd have this. Right now, you can get a 2016 Queen C4 mattress is only $1,299. You're saving $300, and you can also take a look at the Sleep Number 360 smart beds. All of this down at the Sleep Number store in the Target Shopping Center. Go down, see any of the pros down there, and get on the bed, and you'll see what I'm talking about. You won't be sorry. We've been sleeping on that bed for, over 3 years now, and yeah, it's just been outstanding.
Great article on the Associated Press we covered on Boomer Tech that an industry spokesperson saying, sleep is the new status symbol.
Sleep is? Well, that's nice. Yeah. It's nice to be able to sleep.
That you can't actually get it. We're given our schedules these days.
And tell me about it. And everybody's schedule is just crazy. You know, and people we talk to, I mean, they're on the go all the time. Okay, we had a couple of deaths in the Hollywood world.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't ordinarily, some of them, it was like John Wayne or something. But this guy, George Romero. Okay, now, and most people will go George Romero, and they're thinking that maybe he's some, he's starting some movie or whatever. No, he was the director of the original zombie movie, Night of the Living Dead. Now, if that doesn't, that movie, Night of the Living Dead, was horrifying to a lot of people, really scary, because, people are eating other people. They hadn't taken over the world, but it was in certain areas of Pennsylvania. It was in Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
And it was shot in black and white. They used extras from the county or from the whole area around there to be in it. They had the protagonist, the strong guy, and it was a black guy.
Which was very ice-breaking for 1968.
Yeah, because he's telling people what to do. It was just a tightly written and acted movie that just scared people to pieces. George Romero, Night of the Living Dead, passed away. And you know what? That set a whole new genre in there.
The movie was shot on a budget of $114,000, and the box office worldwide over $30 million. That's the kind of return that studios dream about. And it was an indie film.
You know what? The other thing too is, they still play it. You can still see it.
Oh, yes.
on TV to this day.
Yeah.
And sometimes it's cut up with commercials, but other times you see the whole thing. They play it on the on the cable channels, and you can see the whole thing. And it's scary. And people it shows people that are walking through, they're eating people's arms. And back then, you just didn't see stuff like that.
And, but of course, Walking Dead and all of that
came from that. All the zombie movies.
Yeah.
And so the now new zombie movies is the zombies are fast. They run fast and, they run you down. These were just kind of like, they
shambling.
Walked, they shuffled along. And were easy to, once everybody got organized, they just, they were hunting them down.
Yeah, all the Resident Evil movies with Mila Jovovich. She's still looking pretty darn good. Mila is.
Huh? Anyway. Now, the other one, Martin Landau.
Ah, yes.
Can you say Mission Impossible?
Yeah.
And he won an Oscar for portraying Bela Lugosi in a movie several
years ago. Ed
Wood. I'm sorry?
Ed Wood was the name
of
the movie, celebrating the eccentric director.
Must be like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
When Johnny Depp was actually doing some good stuff.
Yeah, he was actually acting.
Yeah.
Landau's first big screen role was as a henchman in the Hitchcock film North by Northwest.
That's
he was
right.
the guy who was stepping on Cary Grant's fingers, uh-huh. trying to get him to fall off of Mount Rushmore, and ultimately ends up taking a tumble.
That's right. And not only, but he played the bad guy in so many things.
Oh,
you
yeah.
know, and he had that look about him of that sly, smarmy type of look.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that was kind of like, oh yeah. And then, you know, and I think he was in a couple of westerns.
Yeah.
Where he was playing bad guys. But then the Mission Impossible hit.
Yeah.
And you know, of course, he was a good guy in that for years, and then went on to other movies.
Starred in the highly forgettable TV series Space 1999.
Well, it must be highly forgettable.
Because you
forgot. I don't even remember it.
Yeah.
So, now, anyway. Okay. Hey, it appears that they're still looking for the 12-year-old.
Yeah.
That was out there. Now, when I'm sitting out there in that lake and you think about it, my gosh. That lake
yeah.
is, you know, in with the currents that run through that lake, I hope they find him. I hope they find him. And I know they're not going to quit, but at some point they're going to, the lake, I hope, will give up.
Nature will unfortunately take its course. And,
yeah.
yeah. Very yeah. tragic, and it just adds more pain to the tragedy.
40-year-old mother up in Minneapolis, or Australian lady, mother's here, engaged to an American guy. She was working in a church, saw an assault going down, and called the police, and somehow they shot and killed her.
Oh, man.
I know. It's got the Minneapolis. It's got Minneapolis just in up and, you know, outraged.
Yeah.
And, you know, and here's the thing, though. The cameras that the cops carry that were on their chest weren't on.
Hmm.
Neither one of them were on. Isn't that interesting how they can turn them on and turn them off when they want? And that's the part that, you know, we talk about we want to have cameras on cops here, which at its, you know.
And the ACLU is between a rock and a hard place on this.
Yeah, and there's a lot of pluses for having it on them, and there's some minuses too. But the fact is now is the cost of it. We're just going to shove that one aside because just the cost of this.
Well, the
speaking of cost, is it time? On last Wednesday's show, when we had – or Tuesday's show, Tuesday or Wednesday, Larry Lees and Dave Kehoe, I didn't ask them this. Is it time to go back to the four-day work week to freeze – you know, to get money – and freeze salaries and get money to be able to send these people away from the jail, send out 100 of them away from the jail so we can put that worst 100 back in?
Hmm.
You know, is it time for Reading to do that? You know,
you have to kind of pick your bad guys in this.
Well, if you got to pick your bad guys, why you're going to have to? Why don't we just do this? Is just you get the worst of those next group in, and you get them off the streets. But this is getting ridiculous. There's a lady from Chico that just moved here, and she said that she was afraid to get out of her car the other day. She lives in a nice neighborhood because of the homeless around. Now, I'm not saying the homeless would have hurt her at all. I mean. Linda and Bertha went for a walk on the river trail the other morning, 7 o'clock, just took off down the river trail. And Linda says, nope, there was nothing going on. She says, I did not one time feel like there was going to be a problem. She said there were people. She said, I did see women walking their German shepherds.
Yeah.
But she said, but guys were coming by on their bicycles, people were walking.
Yeah.
You know, she said, never once a hint of a problem. And I have a feeling that is – mainly what goes on there at 7 o'clock in the morning, you know, when it's light and all this, when people are walking. I think that sometimes we're letting our fears override what's really happening.
There is reality and then there is perception.
And it's perception. But then yeah. you hear people.
And perception,
you know,
is what drives
voting. You know, somebody was talking to somebody down in Southern California, said, you know, investments, and said, well, Reading, don't they have a lot of crime? Well, do we? Shouldn't that be one of the goals that Barry Tippin has, is reduce crime of burglaries, robberies? Or burglaries, home burglaries, business and car thefts, reduce it by 25%.
That should be the mandate for any incoming cop, chief of police.
You reduce it by 25%. Oh, well, how can we? Yeah, you can.
We don't care how.
You can do it.
Do it.
Yeah, I don't care how you do it. And I really don't care how you do it, as long as we don't get, you know, multiple lawsuits because you're taking people out and dragging them down the street behind a cop car, though that is a thought.
If the officials don't, the citizens will.
Well, they haven't gotten there yet.
Yeah, but I'm telling you, there's been some very close calls lately.
I think there has been.
Yeah.
Anyway, hey, 7:30 in the morning, we're going to, you know, we could discuss that. And I think that's one of the things we're going to discuss tomorrow is ways of getting crime under control here. 7:30 in the morning, right here at KCNR 1460. At 70 degrees, going up to 103 today. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to have Kevin Kelly here from Holiday Harbor. We're going to talk about what's been going on out at the lake out there and things that are happening for the rest of the summer.
When I'm out walking, I strut my stuff, and I'm so strung out. I'm high as a kite, I just might stop to check you out.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit WindRiverSpa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Mark, you know what I've been craving lately? Chinese food.
Abby, I have the perfect solution. Sailing Boat Restaurant has partnered with Haven Humane Society for this month's second Tuesday dining restaurant.
Wow, so I can get my Chinese food fix and help out animals in need at the same time? Sailing Boat Restaurant always satisfies my cravings with their amazing food.
Please join us Tuesday, August 8th at Sailing Boat Restaurant from 5 to 9 p.m. They have graciously donated a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane reach their goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
In the summertime, when the welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and Linda. But Linda is working today. She was up when I was left. She was getting things and people out there doing things. You know, I guess it's kind of cool when you've got a wife that can take care of the house and she can sing. She was singing Saturday at the All Saints Episcopal Church for a fundraiser there. And she had a great time. Her girlfriend from the Gold Diggers, Melody, was in town. And so she got Melody up there, and they sang. And when they went back into it, when they blended in their harmony, she, and as Melody said, she said 30 years just went away, maybe longer now, when they were singing together, but it was great. So anyway, so Linda's taking care of all the hard things, and I'm taking care of Kevin Kelly here. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, sir.
Hey, Kevin Kelly, Holiday Harbor. You know what? I was just out there.
Yeah.
You know, the water is higher than I've ever seen it since I've lived here in Redding, California.
Yeah, I've lived on a lake most of my whole life, and so it's one of the highest levels I've seen this late in the year.
Okay, so out at Holiday Harbor, I was just talking about it. We used to drive down. I'm used to driving down past the offices, down the ramp, and parking, 100 yards down the ramp out there in the dirt and everything, and then carrying stuff down the road further.
In the rocks,
and then down another little hill. Now, I don't want to make it sound like it was insurmountable, because it wasn't, obviously. And then you get onto the docks.
Yeah,
and then you go on out. And then when you're coming out with where the boats are in there tight. And the first time I went out, I said, well, maybe one of you guys better do this, because I haven't driven one of these before. Because, I could just see me going right into the bank or somebody else's boat. Now, you drive up to the office, go in, get your stuff, say hello to everybody. And by the way, all your people are just outstanding.
Thank you.
They're just friendly and knowledgeable. And then you walk down to the ramp where the water is all the way up into the ramp there.
It's beautiful.
It's absolutely.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
We want to forget about those years where we had to walk over hill and dale and try to get into
gone.
The. Yeah.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, boats were lined. I was there, I guess that was Thursday.
Yeah.
And boats were coming in from San Francisco. I saw San Francisco Fire Department boys out there. And they were bringing in boats three or four at a time.
Oh, yeah.
Out there.
Yeah.
For the weekend.
We're extremely busy. We're extremely happy that, business has come back to the lake, and it's long overdue.
So we've been working with you and kind of been associated for years now, and this has got to be the last year started to come back.
Yeah. Yeah.
Last year started coming back.
Yeah, we had a halfway decent year last year, and so we're just rebounding, just slingshotting this year, and it's fabulous. Yeah, we are book solid.
I remember what you were saying is that you actually had somebody from San Francisco. You got a writer to come up that time, because he had said something about the lake, and you said, "Wait a minute!" And what was the story on that? Because when you read it, you thought, "That's not true."
Yeah. There's so many stories. There's so many people that call us. Oh, we're writing an article. Can we get a houseboat and go out? We got some guys that are coming out next week, and they're kind of the old retro. They like the cab over, campers and just kind of getting back to nature. So they asked us, "Hey, make sure we get your oldest boat that you got." Because we want to go retro. We want to go back in time. And so we said, okay.
We can do that.
We accommodate.
We'll find one for you. Yeah, we call her the garage queen.
Yeah. No.
But the guy, though, that was writing the article was saying that there wasn't enough water in the lake.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And you saw that, and you went, whoa, wait a minute. Yeah. That's not true.
Yeah, and he came back out and did a great job for us.
Yeah, but you saw that, and because there was a lot of water.
Getting a lot of bad press,
A couple years.
Yeah.
And now, when all the rains were coming, everybody's seeing it. Phones start running off the hook.
Oh, it's absolutely insane. Yeah, we at the marina there after monitor the rainfall. We had a little over 116 inches of rain.
Wow.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible amount of rainfall.
And then, I know because, you're and let's talk, though, about Holiday Harbor itself. It's owned by a gentleman.
Veteran. Steve Berry.
Yep. Steve Berry, Vietnam veteran. Doesn't live right here in the area.
No, he's retired.
He's retired.
Yeah.
But he's got you, and you've worked there for 40 years.
Uh-huh. Yeah, since 1978. Yep. So it's real close. Next year.
Next year, 40 years. Well, it's close enough for government work here.
Yeah.
But you started out, what'd you start out at? How old were you? Must have been what?
I was 14.
14.
14 years.
I was going to say.
Yeah.
And what did you do back when you were 14?
I did everything. I was, did the trash, scrubbed toilets, you name it. It was, it's what.
How'd you get started there, though?
My dad was a manager there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, my father was a manager. He was ex-UDT. So
right.
He was one of the original frogmen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so he got you started there, and you've just been there ever since.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, your employees really like you. And, and one of the reasons is that you can do anything there.
Yeah.
You can still clean a toilet, but you can also fry, cook. You can cook back in a cafe.
Oh, yeah. I didn't
enjoy
that.
You do all that stuff.
Yeah.
You can do it all.
Chef Paul and I, you know, we have fun back there.
Let's talk about the cafe out there.
That's the best food on the lake, I'm telling you.
We're going to come out there this week.
Yeah.
And take a look at that because, I mean, it's a great view. And, I mean, it's just the food's good.
Oh, so yeah, the view overlooking the harbor. You know, you sit outside on the patio in shade. It's just a fabulous time.
Okay, so when people come to Holiday Harbor and they want to rent a boat, and you know what, and if, my friends, if you've heard of the staycation, this is just such an ideal thing. Linda still says, look, let's get a houseboat and just spend a couple nights on it.
Yeah.
She said we can have the dog because, you know, you can stick it in, you know, on the ground. I mean, so the dog can go to the bathroom and all that. And I said, well, that's true. And there's a lot of nice little coves out there that you can take it to. But, okay, say somebody that's never done this before and calls you up, says, hey, I'd like to rent a houseboat. How does that work?
Well, houseboating is kind of a unique vacation. So there's 365 miles of shoreline out there at Lake Shasta. You call us up. We make the reservation. You show up. We take you literally by the hand, and we go through a thorough orientation. Our guys out there, Randy and the other houseboat crew guys, really do a fabulous job on show you how to operate the boat, all about the boat, how it works, how it functions, you know, how to tie up, you know, how to dock, the whole bit. So we go through from stem to stern, literally, show you how that operates.
And now what do people bring with them?
They bring everything that they need for, you know, camping. It's just basically glorified camping on the water.
So they bring their own sheets and
Bring your own sheets, bring your own bedding,
and all that kind of bedding. Bring your own bedding,
towels, face cloth, all of your linen. We don't supply any linens whatsoever.
But you've got all the utensils and. You probably should bring some, you know, paper towel rolls, things like that if you're going to go camping on your own.
You want to bring your favorite barbecue tools, you know. At home I have my favorite barbecue tools, so, you know, you always want to bring those. Oh, yeah.
You have favorite barbecue tools?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. I'm thinking of my barbecue tools that I just grab them out of the drawer. You know, sometimes they're barbecue tools, sometimes they're not. If I can just turn things over. Because you have the barbecues on each one of the houseboats and all that. And your houseboats range from, I mean, what's the size of them?
We have our biggest boat is our 16 sleeper, and we also have a nice little cute 6 sleeper houseboat.
6 sleeper. Now that would be cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not too big.
No.
To run around. And so when you pay, it encompasses, you know, every, you know, 24 hours a day for how long you want it, and then you pay for gas when you come back.
Exactly. Yeah, just have to replenish the fuel that you use, just like a rental car.
Just like a rental car. Okay. Now, you've got one that sleeps 16. Yeah. Now, what if somebody wants to just come out there for a day on it?
Well, we have day-use boats, patio boats, party barges, you know, ski boats, jet skis.
Okay, now what's a party board? Is a party barge different than a
patio boat?
A patio boat.
No, they're one and the same.
Oh, they're both the same.
Yeah,
thank you.
we've just nicknamed it the party barge.
Okay, because it can be. And you can get, well, gosh, what, 10, 12 people on that?
10 people.
10 people, no more. Okay. And then you can tie boats up to it, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And here's the best thing is it's got a barbecue. It's got, you know, get out of the sun, but it's also got a bathroom.
It's got a potty.
I tell you what, that makes a big difference. You're out there all day because sometimes you can't make your way over to the floating restrooms.
It definitely makes the wives happy.
It makes me happy. Of course, it's a lot easier for guys anyway. Okay. So that's not all you've got, though.
No, we have our RV park. It's a full hookup, 50-amp service. We also have our gas dock facility. We have our mechanics shop. So we're a full-service marina.
Okay, what kind of boats, though, can you rent? I know you can do anything there, but you've got all different types, not just the houseboats, the patio boats, party boats, but you've got
Skeenatiques. Which is a tournament ski boat, mainly manufactured for wakeboarding, single skiing, tubing. And then we have our family runabout boats, an open bow, crown line. It's a safe boat for beginner boaters.
Mm-hmm.
It keeps you out of harm's way, and it's comfortable.
What else you've got?
Don't you
have like paddle boats?
Oh yeah, paddle boats.
I want people to know everything you have out there because I don't want people to think that Holiday Harbor is just houseboats. Yeah. Because not anything that floats in the water, you have it there.
Pretty much.
You got like paddle boards and, yep. and
pedal
kayaks.
Boats, yep, kayaks, canoes, paddle boards, tubes, wakeboards. Gosh, the list goes on and on.
Wow. So you can have, you know, anything that you want to do with the water, you can get it there.
Yeah.
Fishing boats, the whole thing.
Yeah.
All right. Kevin Kelly, is there anything else I need to know here? I mean, there's a million things I need to know.
I need to know when you guys are going to come out and get a boat with us.
Well, you know, Linda wants to have the girls' day.
Yeah.
And, in fact, you asked me about that, and I reminded her. She goes, oh, yeah. And she was putting together her list of, you know, 8 or 10 of the girls that can go out there and just, you know, enjoy themselves, jumping in and out of the water and that whole thing.
Yep.
You have the personal watercraft. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
PWCC. Yeah, I forgot to mention that because when we took – our grandkids were here. We took one of the – took your patio boat out, and we had the PWC. And I was watching all three of the children, Linda, Ashlyn, and Mike – On the PWC, all of them yelling and screaming and going, they left. I didn't see them.
Yeah.
They just left me. And I was out there on the patio boat, and I was kind of like floating around in the water. I didn't see them for a while. And then I got back up, and I looked, and I saw them going the other side of the lake, you know, parallel to me, all the way across. And I could hear them. I could hear them. I could hear them out there going, aah! And then they went that way. And I thought, well, maybe went back and got me a six-pack of beer or something. Nope, here they come around the corner again. All of them still screaming as they come around the corner. So they had a great time. Yeah. And you know what, everybody? If you have not been on the lake, this is a perfect place to start, if I can say that. You may want to start with a smaller patio boat, but you could go right to a houseboat because they are so easy to drive. Yeah. And if you need some help like getting it out because you're just maybe a little concerned about, you know, maybe, you know, bumping somebody or that that something like that, your guys and girls will get them out off the dock, get them out there, and there you are in open water. And when you're coming back in, the call.
Yeah.
And they'll meet you out there and bring it back in.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. I enjoy driving people out because you get to meet them.
Yeah.
You know, you really get to meet them, and there's a lot of good folks that come and vacation with us. And you try to make a lasting impression. You know, treat them like people.
What's your favorite part of what's your favorite part of working? I don't think I've ever asked you that, but.
Man, that's a tough question.
I mean, you're a people guy.
Yeah.
And I know that. But you're also, you know, like I said, every one of your employees, believe you know, has nice things to say about you. I mean, besides just you know everything that's going on, but the fact that you treat them so nice.
Yeah.
But,
So we treat them like people.
Yeah. So you know? would you say that maybe, I don't know, I'm not going to put words in your mouth, but there are so many neat things about it out there.
You know, what I enjoy is the people that come back year after year after year. And, you know, and they said, well, you're still here. Well, that's great, you know. So it's, you know, those people that the smiling faces that you see, you know, year after year, it's kind of rewarding.
Okay. How do people get a hold of Holiday Harbor?
You can go online, lakeshasta.com, or call our 1-800 number, 1-800-776-2628.
If you have not done the patio boat party barge, you need to do that. Yeah. It is just fun. I mean, you can put, you know, you put a couple couples on there, and everybody kicks back. You can either travel around the lake, you can fish off it, or you can just park it someplace in the shade and splash around, just float around out there in your life vest.
Jump in the lake and stay cool.
Stay cool. All right. Hey, look, we're going to be right back after these messages.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance. Tolerance is accumulative, I said. This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood. He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, they are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better. I replied, if we can make it better, it was not perfect. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that with proper care and just a little discipline should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Simpson University will prepare you to be a teacher in just 12 months. Start summer, fall, or spring and fill the need for the next generation of educators. Many Simpson students have landed teaching jobs before completing their credential program. We'll show you how you can accomplish this and receive an instructional iPad too. Simpson University offers scholarships, grants, and financial aid to help you achieve your educational goals. Call 1-888-9-SIMPSON or go online to simpsonu.edu/credential for more details.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Rock me on the water. I'll dip down to the sea.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the studios of KCNR 1460 in the center of Reading. We're at Ground Zero, where the new Reading is being built right here around us. Is that cool or what? It's 8 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock, 70 degrees, going up to 103 today. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy has the largest gun or a weapons training company next to the NRA in California. Teaches in 28 counties. Has instructors in 28 counties and is getting ready to open up the 29th. You're not going to find a more complete CCW training, nor advanced pistol training, which are classes on that, or tactical rifle, or basic pistol, or defensive pistol. All of these are taught at Northern Firearms Instruction. You give them a call at 530-999-1822 or register online at readingccw.com. All right. Retired Command Sergeant Major, better known business. Hey, I'm here with Kevin Kelly, who is the general manager for and has been for 40 years, though he looks like he's like 20 out there at Holiday Harbor. And we, you know what? I want to talk. I just kept him on because he's trying to walk out, and I grabbed his shirt. The dam, because the dam that they proposed building another, what, 16 feet?
18 and a half feet.
18 and a half feet. And this, of course, the impact on businesses like yours was where that water is right now with a full on when it's down like 15 feet, where that water is now, they bring it up 18 feet higher, then your whole place goes underwater.
Yeah, our main building, we would have to relocate our main building. Yeah.
Now, would they pay for that?
You know, that's kind of...
See, that's the thing, huh?
You know, that's really unclear at this point. We haven't had a yay or a nay. They just said, well, we're going to take a look at it and get back with
but that,
it.
But it's not just you. It's not just you,
it's
of
everybody.
Course. It's everybody's going to have that. And people that may have cabins or houses, I'm not sure how that would affect them if they're up higher. Because I know you can I don't know if it's buying it because you're on Forest Service property, but they've bought a piece, you know, bought a house out there or a cabin out there.
Yeah, there is some private land around the lake that the government would have to acquire. How they're going to acquire it is kind of unclear at this point. It really hasn't had, you know, they'd say, oh, yeah, we'll compensate you. Those words haven't even come up.
Those words have not come up yet. No. Well, you know, and then so one of the things, though, is that you haven't heard about it, but one of the engineers that was, you know, was on that is I'm not sure if it's the engineer, is gathering information or one of the former employees out there.
Oh, yeah, one of our representatives that I used to work with the Forest Service, she did get transferred. And that was one of her main jobs, is to kind of get the ducks in a row and cross the T's and dot the I's for the proposed 18.5 feet raise.
So, but she got transferred.
Yeah, yeah. And so, I haven't had contact with the Forest Service regarding raising the dam here in the last 6-8 months. It's kind of fallen off the radar, if you will.
But it hasn't fallen off the table, though.
I don't think so. And one of the things is that the big water contractors, the huge water contractors, I think the government is proposing they put up a little money. Upfront cash, because they're going to reap the benefits of, you know.
When you say water contractors, you mean
the big water contractors, and you know, they're just like underwriters. I don't think they're real people.
What do they do? Do they take water?
They sell the water to the farmers and the municipalities.
Okay.
I've never met a huge water contractor, but you know, I've heard they're out there. I don't know much about that whole, how that water, the sale of water works.
There's a 300-pound sturgeon in Lake Shasta, but nobody's seen it. But we've had Canadian geese just disappear, just like that. Okay, yeah. I'm just kidding. Okay, but that was a huge thing, you know, last year. And, I mean, people were, I mean, because they looked like they were going to have to redo parts of 5. I don't know if that's true, but.
I know
if you brought it up. I mean, I can't. I don't know what parts you would have to redo with another 18 feet.
I don't think on I-5 was the issue. I know Lakehead.
Lakehead. Yeah.
You know that area up there, that private land. Uh-huh. They would, you know, obviously they'd have to move Lakeshore Drive up, and it would impact Lakehead immensely.
Also, Native Americans were quite upset again because they've already lost their land once and their artifacts, so they're looking at having another 18 feet of water on top of that.
Yeah, the Winneman tribe is not happy with the government.
Well, they're not happy with the government for a lot of reasons, and you don't really blame them. Okay, so we haven't heard anything on that. Environmentalist battling going on, or is it just pretty much the lake is everybody happy at the lake now?
I think everybody is extremely happy on the lake, you know, especially all the resort owners, you know, and even the stores and the restaurants here in Redding and the people traveling through Redding. You know, this was long overdue. Like I told you before, we haven't seen a year like this in over a decade. So.
Well, you know, when you think about it, you know, we think, okay, houseboats, but people have to get there.
Yep.
People are staying someplace before and after, probably. And then they have to get gas and food and all these things.
Yep.
So it helps the whole economy. So when that's working.
Yeah, I talked to a family when I was leaving last night. They were just on the road and they said, oh, we're just coming to check it out because we've got a houseboat here tomorrow. And I said, well, where are you staying? I said, we're staying in Redding. I said, do you like sushi? So I got a great sushi restaurant. I love sushi. So
which restaurant?
Tokyo Garden.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of people say that.
So I'll catch up to them today and see where they ate, and they stayed in Redding, and you know they're going to the restaurants and shopping. So it, you know, it's a win-win for everybody.
It is. It does. You know, for everybody on something like this.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, my friends. The usually, it's, you know, it's 15 minutes for a business, but Kevin's a friend too, and Holiday Harbor has played a part in our lives that has been very, very positive, you know, with my grandkids and Linda and I. And it's the kind of place that you can go and rent a boat and know that the boat's in great shape. It's clean. They're going to take care of you out there. And you're always in touch with somebody. And you can – anything that floats, they've got one of them.
Yeah.
You know, you can pull people behind on stuff. And I saw a person wakeboarding, I guess, the other day.
Oh, when you're out?
When we're out fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You only caught one, though.
You know what? When you go out, it's 103. You know, and as Rusty said, who, by the way, fills his freezer up with fish, says, come back in the evening after he gets off work. He says, we'll kill him. Yeah. We'll kill him out there. So we'll probably do that.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's
veteran.
Yeah.
Yeah, veteran, and worked at PG&E and worked in other places. I mean, this man is just he just likes to work.
Oh, yeah.
He has a good time out there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we have a good time.
Okay, one more time. How do they call you?
LakeShasta.com is our website. It's the best way to get a hold of us. Or 1-800-776-2628 is our toll-free number.
All right.
Give us a shout.
Holiday Harbor. I heartily recommend them. We'll be right back with after the news with Joe Comente. Find out what's going on with our construction industry here.
And KCNR Shasta Redding.
This hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. This week's planned vote in the Senate on the Republican health care bill will be put off for at least a week. Here's correspondent Linda Kenyon.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell had scheduled an initial vote on the bill on Tuesday, but Arizona Senator John McCain can't be there due to surgery to remove a blood clot above his eye. Due to the slim majority Republicans hold in the Senate, every GOP vote counts in order to keep the bill in play, and the loss of McCain's vote would add to the already established no votes from Republicans Rand Paul of Kentucky and Susan Collins of Maine. Topping that, many other GOP senators have expressed concerns about the bill. Linda Kenyon, Washington.
And this week's planned vote in the Senate is meaning a lot more than just this individual bill, according to Fred Barnes, the executive editor of the Weekly Standard, who said the GOP could be threatened in some ways as a party if it fails to follow through on its promise to repeal and replace.
They're certainly threatened in ways that can harm the party, ruin its chances of even holding on a bit in 2018, and who knows the future after that.
Fred Barnes was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Authorities say they have found 9 bodies and are looking for one more person who was swept away by flash floodwaters yesterday in the Tonto National Forest in Arizona. Mandisa Alexander saw those high waters as she was hiking with friends in the area.
It was up to about 5 feet, I want to say, and it was just coming down hard. Just a lot of water was just rushing down, and it was something like, you know, you see in a movie.
The Gila County Sheriff's Office says that the victims were among a group of 14 family and friends from the Phoenix and Flagstaff areas who had met up for a day trip along the popular Cold Springs swimming hole area. It is a 13-year-old boy who remains missing. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
China's economic growth held steady in the latest quarter, boosted by unusually strong trade. Here's correspondent Jeremy House.
Government data shows output rose 6.9% in the 3 months ending in June compared with a year earlier. This despite concerns about a possible impending slowdown. China's economic indicators have been unexpectedly strong in recent months. However, forecasters say activity should slow as Beijing tightens controls on bank lending to cool a surge in debt.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Roger Federer set a couple of records while overwhelming Marin Cilic in the Wimbledon men's final. The third-seeded Federer needed just 101 minutes to complete a 6-3, 6-1, 6-4 victory and become the first men's player to win 8 Wimbledon titles. The Swiss native had been tied with Pete Sampras and William Renshaw at 7 championships Until now, he's also the oldest men's champion at Wimbledon in the open era. More from townhall.com. California lawmakers are nearing a high-stakes decision that will decide the fate of a climate initiative. Correspondent Shirley Smith has more details.
California lawmakers are due to vote today on whether or not to renew the state's cap-and-trade program. It's due to expire in 2020. Governor Jerry Brown portrays it as essential to the survival of civilization, and it is one of his highest priorities as he nears the end of his fourth term. But he's been struggling to line up support from two-thirds of lawmakers that he needs to pass the extension. I'm Shirley Smith.
Subway wants to freshen up the look of its stores as it tries to stem a sales decline. The company says the redesign, which includes a brighter atmosphere and displays of vegetables behind the counter, is its first major revamp since the early 2000s. It's facing growing competition from places like Jimmy John's and Firehouse Subs. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on the in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero, located downtown at Ground Zero. Why do I call it Ground Zero? Because I really believe the reformation of Reading is starting right here on Market Street with the K2 building and another building behind, and with the old police station, two groups wanting to buy that. This is the center of the Reformation. Old motels that are just, you know, they were dangerous just to walk by, shut down. All of the things that are happening right here in Reading are starting right in our area. I like to think of it as that we were the impetus for this. Okay, maybe a couple of other things.
I'll be happy if we can just get the feral human who smashes wine bottles in the alley every week to stop doing
it. We can do that. We can do that from 500 yards. It's 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here. And, Bad Bob, what's it look like real quick for the weather?
Well, going to be a bit, actually a bit of a break. Only in Reading can you get away with saying this. We'll be right around the, 100-degree mark today. It'll be down into the upper 90s for much of the week, and then heating back up as we get into the weekend. Overnight lows right around the 70-degree mark, although that was not the case at my house. It was still 80-something when I got out of bed this morning. Right now in Reading, we are at 76, and Shasta Lake remains 17 feet from the top of the dam.
Wow.
This report brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
Better-known business out of Anderson, Chuck and Judy Kinney, great people down there. It's cool to be a Shasta Gas Propane customer. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading. With their watch repairmen, they can design, build. They have contacts all over the world for jewelry. All of this at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Good morning, Rally Sally.
Good morning, Carl.
You always sound happy, Sally.
I am happy.
Good.
I am happy.
Good.
We live in a great country. And
we
I'm
live
happy
in a great country.
That. Tonight we are going to go back to 1776 and watch the debates that was happening in July about whether to secede from Great Britain and what the arguments were for and against it. We're going to actually watch the John Adams series that HBO put out.
Oh, yeah.
The one that was about independence. So it's a very moving portrayal of what was argued and how they finally came to agreement on whether to secede from Great Britain and begin their own country. So I think people will find it very fascinating and interesting. Come on out. 6 o'clock tonight. 3276 Spicelli Lane, and we always have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. So people are interested in getting involved with Jefferson. We have our court case on the calendar for August 25th.
And just remember, any of the people that think that the State of Jefferson people are radicals, think of what John Adams and Thomas Jefferson and that gang were like. You know,
absolutely.
If you didn't
think,
if you
and they had the skin in the game.
Yeah, you know, I tell you what, the 51st State advocates are not out there, you know, having shootouts with State of California.
No, we're not. We want to just add a star to our wonderful flag.
That's all we want. Okay. All right, hon. Thanks a lot,
Sally. Thank you so much, Carl. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye. Hey, I am really happy to have Joe Comenta here with us today. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
You know, Joe, you head, of course, of the Builders Exchange and all that, and so many things you do around town. I've had on, I don't know if you had opportunity, I'd like you to say yes, though, of listening to Brent Weaver on the show, and then had, of course, Barry Tippin on the show.
Yes.
And then also Dave Kehoe.
And Larry Lees.
And Larry Lees the other day.
I did have the opportunity to listen to all of those.
Well, thank you.
I do what I can.
I'm still, even with the changes of Barry, of course, it's really early, I'm still not sure there's a plan. And of course, this whole thing where he gets 12 people together – and or 13 people or 14 people to come up with goals for him. I'm not sure you need 14 people to come up with goals. Then when the first one could be something like, oh, reduce the burglaries in residences and businesses by 25%.
Right.
I mean, is that a goal or an objective? And are they going to help him give him smaller goals to get to the big goal? I had a big argument with a guy the other day. He says, no, a goal, you know, that's not telling him how to do it. Well, then why do you need a month to figure that out? I mean, if you and I can sit here and go, oh, goal ought to be do this, then it's up to him to figure out how to do it.
Right. Right.
I mean, is that the way you look at it?
Well, I think the first challenge you face, in credit to everyone that's trying to do something, is by its very nature, government is process oriented. It's just the way it is. And oftentimes in the business world, you will look at first, what's the purpose? What's the why I'm doing this? And then let's develop a process that supports the why and gives us the outcome that we want. And I think government often just gets bogged down in the process. So I admire the fact that he's reaching out to the community, and I think he's got some very good people on the panel.
New people that people have not seen before.
Yeah.
That are really fine people.
And I think that's great. I think the missing ingredient, and it's just missing, it doesn't mean it's not going to show up, is that sense of urgency that we really don't, and I get 6 months, 12 months, but we just don't have that time. We are at a point where we need immediate action. And there's no simple solution. And there's no, in my mind, there's no benefit throwing rocks at who should have done what.
Right. Yeah.
It's not about who's right or wrong. It's about what's right to do and how do we do it. And that's the kind of momentum I'd like to see us get.
And you know what? I'm going to take an early break here because I want to talk about that. And that's a really good point. Then I want to roll over to not just the city, but I want to roll into the Board of Supervisors. I do not think enough heat's been put on them over the last 5 years, where it should be applied, and last Tuesday or Wednesday, I think it kind of reflected that. And we're going to talk about that too. Hey, it's about 12 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock. I'm here with Joe Comenta, who is of course, head of the Builders Exchange, but also a man that's got a lot of things going on in this town that he's been observing and been involved with. So it's not like he's the new kid on the block. Yeah, this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair, another veteran-owned business right here in town. If you're looking for somebody to repair a little chip in your windshield or a crack up to 2.5 feet in length, then it's Jeff Wurst. He's been doing this for years. He's gone through a number of different schools. He's got quality workmanship. He's not going to waste your time. He's going to look at it and say, nope, I can't fix this. And then he'll send you on. Of course, he's polite about it. If he can fix it, he will fix it, and he guarantees it. I have got a 12-inch crack in my windshield he fixed, 9 years ago. It's never gotten any bigger, and you still can't see it. What can you say? Jeff Wurst, Crackmaster Windshield Repair, 3208 South Market Street. Give him a call, 241-8373. We'll be right back with Joe Comenta.
Never been any reason for you to think of- Discover the new Kia at Redding Kia for the highest rank large car, compact car, small SUV, midsize SUV, and multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
That's Kia Cadenza, Forte, Niro, Sorento, and Soul.
Kia has received more J.D. Power initial quality awards than any other brand. For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, featuring complimentary lifetime oil changes and tire rotations with every vehicle sold and the best warranty in the USA.
Head into Redding Kia today and get ready to save a lot of money on Redding Kia's award-winning lineup. There's no better time than right now to take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy.
Take a look around the next time you pull into a parking lot or community event like the Redding Kia-sponsored Mosquito Serenade. You'll see Kias everywhere. It's Redding Kia's commitment to customer service and our community that's the Redding Kia difference.
Redding Kia. See the brand new dealership at 418 East Cypress Avenue. Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and the new YouTube channel.
RedingKia.com.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hey, Carl, I'm looking for a new place to eat. Do you have any suggestions?
Have you tried the Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro?
No, I haven't yet. What's it like?
Hey, it's great. Locally owned and operated. The owner, Susan, does a superb job. Food's outstanding, and the entire dining experience is well worth that short trip to Palo Cedro.
Awesome. What are their hours?
7:30 to 2, Saturday through Tuesday. 7:30 to 8, Wednesday through Friday. You won't be sorry that you went out there.
Thanks. I'll go try it today.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR 1460 at Ground Zero here in Reading. Good morning, everybody. It's 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here on the 17th of July, 2017. It's 76 degrees going up to 103 today. Only 103. It's kind of like putting on your, maybe put on your woolies for this evening when it gets down to 68. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our lines are 605-4567. And this portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. You know what? They are busy. Alliance Heating and Air, doing all those things to keep those air conditioners running. And all, you know, but one of the things you can do to make sure that your air conditioner stays running and runs efficiently is to give them a call and let them come out and do a little preventive maintenance on it, as we call it in the military, a little PM on it. Make sure your filters are clean. Make sure everything's working the way it is so you don't have a catastrophic failure when it is 108 and everybody else in the world is calling them. Alliance Heating and Air, voted best in the North State for a lot of reasons. I recommend them without reservation, Alliance Heating and Air, 221-2642, or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Also, hot water on demand, they can help you. Alliance Heating and Air, veteran-owned business. I'm here with Joe Comente. And when we left, we said, okay, six-month plans, 12-month plans, what can we do now?
Right.
What are some of the things that you think we could do now?
Well, I think we have to go back and look at the ARC Center and see what we can do there. I do think we need to figure out how we're going to build a jail. And I know the reason we walked away from it was for operational reasons, and I'm not I'm not diminishing that, but I have to think that perhaps there's a way we can introduce an entry-level employee that didn't necessarily mandate the costs that an average government employee might at this point in time, to at least get that facility up and running. Not only, I think it provides 64 beds. I could have that wrong.
I think it was something like that.
But it provides jobs, obviously, to build, which is something that I support heavily. But it also is a place for us to not only house some of our bad guys, but to also rent that space to other counties. So I think we have to just look at a variety of different places. And I'm not saying that the city doesn't look or the county doesn't look. Again, I think you get so immersed in the process that you tend to lose sight of the purpose. And our government is service industries. And I guess the question I would ask, if we went and asked all the people in the community for both the city and the county to give a Yelp review like they would of a business, what would that Yelp review look like? And I'm not about throwing stones. I'm just about what is the perception of the level of service that we as citizens are receiving. And I understand the economic constraints. I get that. And I don't diminish that. And I admire people like Mr. Lees, who are doing everything in his power, just like Kurt did, and just like I'm sure Barry will do. But at some point in time, the entity has to provide us with the service that we need.
Well, I look at it like this. For the last 5 years, since 109, we've been up to our butt and bad guys.
Right.
47, 52 didn't help. 47, 52, is that
57.
Right? 57. 47, 57 did not help. But I have not seen one idea coming out of the Board of Supervisors on how to expand that jail space. And the one they had said, we don't have the money to operate it. I think what you just said is right. We've got to find a better way. How about this? How about we just contract that with people? You're contractors. You hire a company. Okay, your contractors get that thing up and running. We've saved ourselves money that way, at least on people, and we don't have to pay their retirement or anything,
right,
until we can get more money. But the other thing too is I don't think there is a sense of urgency like you said. I remember when we were getting ready to, and I hate to tell a war story here, but we were getting ready to launch into Kuwait on Desert Storm. And we were getting the stuff up, and General Boomer walks into a meeting where I had all of his senior officers, I mean some generals and full colonels. I was there only like a fly on the wall because of the special ops part. And he turned around and said to him, we're getting ready to launch here in like 48 hours or, 48 to 72 hours. There's no sense of urgency here in the rear to get that stuff forward. He says, we've got the sense of urgency up front. And he says, you better start working a little bit harder. And I tell you what, this soft-spoken Virginia gentleman, it was like he had just driven pokers into people, and they leaped. But you're absolutely right. What about something like, is it really important? And let's go back to a four-day work week. Then let's go back to freezing salaries where they are. There's money you can use to start taking and sending these people out. Why don't we see things like that? Instead, everything is just like, status quo. And it's not.
Well, and in their defense, they're in protectionist mode, which is what you do when you're protecting your organization. And the analogy I use, which is I oversimplify because this way I can understand it. It's raining heavily and your roof is leaking. Very few people reserve budgets for fixing their roof, but your roof is leaking and the rain doesn't seem to be ending. So you've got three choices. One is you can stay in the house while the rain destroys it. Two is you can find the money to fix the roof. Or three, you can stop the rain. I mean, which one of those is a viable alternative? Not an easy alternative, but it seems to me that you've got to fix the roof, that you've got to do it. And again, I'm really not about government bashing. That's because there's no value in it. This is about how we as a community look forward and say, these are the most prevailing and pervasive issues that we have. How do we address these issues? Where do we find the money?
Well, isn't this a one last question, and then we'll start with Terry, then we'll go to Daniel. This is something that the county is going to need help with Redding, Anderson, City of Shasta Lake. This has got to be something that we all need to lean in here because, as frankly, most of the people go to jail from Redding, but Anderson is shipping them up too, mm-hmm. and City of Shasta Lake. Mm-hmm. And we're starting to see a little bit uptick in violent crimes again, at least it seems like it in the paper, people shot, stabbed. Who's going to take the lead in this to say, hey, look, guys, we all need to get together and do something here to bring more money into the jail so we can house these guys.
Right. Right. Well, and I look to our Board of Supervisors and I look to our City Council to really provide that kind of leadership, to say this is the direction we need to go in, and then leave it to the people who are running the day-to-day business to work on the tactics. But the overall strategy is the status quo is just not acceptable.
Our guest is Joe Comente. People are asking who's on here. Joe Comente, who is head of the Builders Exchange, but he's also got a lot of great ideas. Yeah, my roof's been leaking for more than 8 years, is one of the comments. Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning. Do you have a question?
Well, if you have a roof that's leaking, you probably want to hire somebody to fix it. You may go out and get bids and get different ideas on how to fix the roof. The problem is that no one's even doing that. Brent Weaver ran on a 10-point plan to stop crime. Where's that? Angie Watson just wrote an excellent Speak Your Peace in the paper a few days back about the recall and how the recall is going to cost us less than it's probably going to cost to have what we're going to have to pay our ex-police chief, Paletti, in severance pay. So, I mean, when you stop and look at all this, this is all fine and dandy, and I know Barry's working hard, and, you know, Larry Lease is working hard, and I know that our last city manager was Mr. Starman was working hard, but you know they've been working hard at this, guys, with all due respect, for 5 years, and all the ideas that Carl's brought up, which are good ones, everything he's brought up today is stuff that Carl's been saying for 3 or 4 years. So really and truly, I mean, we can use analogies, we can use incidentals, and gosh, it's just not always that easy, but we want to leave the solving of the problem up to the people who haven't solved the problem in 5 years. I mean, you know, at this point, it really is. I mean, maybe a recall shakes them up. I don't know. But the real deal is that if you have a leak in your roof, you probably could find somebody who could give you an idea on how to help it, at least be open to listening to it, wouldn't you think?
Yeah, I would. And then they did the study and ignored most of it, which I found interesting, too. Of course, the guy writing the study kind of considered Redding a rural area, when it's not. It's a cosmopolitan area, at least for up here in Northern California. But you're right, Terry. I've got a leak in my roof. It's been there 8 years. Now, at some point, when it destroys my whole ceiling and lands on the dining room table that my wife bought, I mean, there's got to be – I mean, there's no doubt that hell has come to visit me at that point. When Linda comes after me because of that, and because I've just been ignoring it. There's at some point hell has to come to the people who have been ignoring it or been ineffective. And I think that's just what this recall is. Hey, guess what? You've been ineffective. Hell is coming. So
yeah, and you're absolutely right.
That's the way I look at it.
Is that, you know, making excuses for them, with all due respect, Joe, making excuses for these guys doesn't cut it. It's been 5 years. And again, our mayor ran on a 10-point plan. Does anybody even remember what that 10-point plan was?
I've got another. I got somebody in the chat room saying he denied he ran with the plan. I don't know. I thought he did. Okay. Hey, Terry, I got somebody else. Thanks a lot, Terry. Good points. Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. You got some comments here?
I do, real quick.
Sure, buddy.
The biggest one is, you know, we're going the way of Stockton and Vallejo and these other places. We've got unfunded mandates that we're going to get bit right on the rear end here in 3 years. We're going to go bankrupt.
Well, that's true. What do you think about that, Joe?
That's a reality we face right now. I, for one, don't want us to obsess about that because it's way too big an issue. Really, what we need to focus on, in my mind, is economic development. We need to start increasing the tax base, and then we need to start looking at, as new employees come on, other ways to incentivize and entice them to come and work for us.
Okay.
Well, I think that's true, you know, but Pete Hansen's a nice fella, but we don't need to spend the money bringing him back here. Our captain is doing a fine job.
Yeah,
I understand, puts a little extra heat on him, but
you know,
we don't need to spend that extra money right now.
I like Pete Hansen. I think, you know, when he was here, when all that stuff was coming apart, Pete left. And when I asked Barry Tippin why, it comes down to it made him comfortable to have Pete Hansen here. Well, I'm sorry, but it makes me comfortable to do some things, but I don't do it. It would make me comfortable to have a new truck, but I don't do it because I'm not going to buy a new truck right now. I'm not understanding, and because we're still paying, you know, even though Paletti's left, we paid him for that. We've got a captain. We've got two captains down there. They're just really fine guys.
Right. Seem very qualified.
They seem
me.
Very qualified, you know, and to run this place for 3 or 4 months. The idea of bringing somebody in at $80 an hour, you just figure what that is. Is that 7 days a week, $80 an hour? Or is it just 5 days a week? And even any way you look at it, that is still a That's still a community service officer, at least. If we can afford to pay Hanson that, why can't we pay the community service officers?
Absolutely.
Okay, Daniel.
But you know what? I don't want to see us go bankrupt, because that's just going to bring a whole bunch of worse things out here. We need to address that immediately.
Yes. Okay. Thanks a lot, Daniel.
Have a good day.
You bet. Hey, I'm here with Joe Comente, and we got people on the line. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Feel free to call. I'm going to take a quick break here, and we'll be right back after these messages.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Astronaut Bob the Drop here. There's been a lot of talk about water found on Mars. Why would you go all the way to Mars for water when we have the best tasting water at Mount Shasta? It comes from our protected springs and is delivered right to your door.
Great planning, Bob.
Hey, where are you going with that? Those Martians are stealing my water. Guess we have some new customers. And anyone can get Mount Shasta spring water if they call us at 1-800-922-6227.
Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and Linda Bott. Linda is keeping the house together and working on things, people rolling in, doing stuff like that. It's 28 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's 76 degrees. It's a little bit warmer than that at this point there, buddy. Going up to 103, but at least 76 right now. And weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Discounts for seniors and veterans, 365-3793. This portion of the show, as well, is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. DC's back in town, back in the saddle. He's back down there cutting hair at Man's Last Outpost Stronghold. Do you think I would remember that now? Man's Last Stronghold.
It's all those things.
It's all good. But the big thing is, it's Man's Last. Mm. You go in there, you can look at all the heads on the walls, catch up on your National Geographic and your Guns and Ammo and flying magazines, all of that down there. And discounts for seniors and veterans. It's a veteran-owned business. I can think of no other place to get your haircut than Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue. Okay, I'm here with Joe Comente, who heads up the Builders Exchange, one of the other major things in town. And at some point, I want to touch a little bit on that. But let's go to Kay. Kay, good morning.
Hi, Carl and Joe. I think that one of the things I've noticed is that our representatives are not going down to Sacramento and telling the telling the legislators and the governor that this is something more than, you know, this what they're doing is not good for our people. Also, they're not including the people to go down with them and make even a further impression. And this is what used to happen. I mean, I remember there were two places at Victor and at Deschutes in Palisadro where the Highway 44 had quite a few accidents and some fatalities. And so at one point, Richard Curry and my mom and Gay Coughlin went down and talked about the Victor overpass, having a Victor overpass. At the same time, they Bev Schaffner and the guy who was the president of the Palisadro Chamber of Commerce or whatever went down, and they talked to the traffic commission, the transportation commission, and guess what? In a little while, we had two new overpasses, Victor and Deschutes.
Okay.
I mean, you have to do that, and you cannot just leave it to paid lobbyists or consultants. You have to have the leaders from the communities, and you have to have the people. Thank you very much. I'll take my comments off the air.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Kay.
No, it's true. You know, instead of just, you know, we need to get the people involved in this, and you see what, you know, besides the people that want a 51st state, other things. You know, if we've got things going on here, maybe we need to take like 400, 500 people down in a bus going down there and going down to the governors and his office, say, look, we're tired of this. We're tired of the criminals. We're tired of you not giving us the money you promised you'd give us to take care of this.
Right. I think that's an appropriate thing for us to do in mass.
I would love
the opportunity.
Being led by the Patriot Guard riders and MIAP down there, and you know, and then there's like 10 busloads of people saying we're tired of what you people are doing down here.
I am loaded with opinions, and I love to share them, and I'd love to share them with some of those people.
And we all charge in different offices, and we get in there. We want to listen. Oh no, they're in that other room. I don't care. You know. Then we all get mass arrested. There we go.
Exactly.
Yeah, but then they'll turn us loose because you know under
because we have no place to
because
no
we're,
place to
we're, put yeah we're nonviolent and we're non-sexual offenders.
That's right.
And we haven't threatened anybody with guns. So you just give me my ticket.
It goes full circle.
Yeah. There you go. Okay. Hey, one of the things to fix this is to raise the tax levels, and not raise taxes, but raise
right.
the amount of money that's coming
right.
in.
Revenue generation.
Yeah. So what ideas?
I mean, revenue in business, first thing you learn is revenue will cure a lot of the ills.
Yes.
And the challenge we face is we have a small town economy with a bigger city list of social problems. So one of the things we have to do is continue to be, because I'm starting to see some signs of that. We have to be very business friendly. There are lots of landmines that go on at doing business in the state of California. But one of the things we need to look to our local government for is ways to navigate that. We don't need them to necessarily tell us what the landmines are. We need them to help us navigate that. And I know from the builder's perspective, working with Larry Voppel or working with Brian Crane, both directors at the city level, they work very well with our people trying to navigate that system. So I think it starts with a business-friendly environment where people look to the community and say, I can go there and I can get things done. I'm not going to have a lot of bureaucratic stuff thrown at me. Yes, there is bureaucracy. But we need people in positions of responsibility who can help us navigate that. And then we have to look at diversity in terms of our economics. We need to look at What type of manufacturing can we bring? What kind of distribution can we bring? How do we create an entrepreneurial spirit? How do we take advantage of our tourism? How do we encourage arts and culture and music and agribusiness? I mean, we really have to look a lot more broad-stroked at how do we attract businesses here and what obstacles are, and there's always going to be obstacles. What obstacles are we facing and how can we best navigate them?
Does Reading even have a welcome center?
I think that Jake has done a great job with the Chamber of Commerce to try to create that environment. And one of the things we've talked about, I mean, Jake, myself, is to have kind of a one-stop place where you can go and actually learn about the city and learn about what the Builders Exchange does and learn about what contractors are available and learn what resources are available through the government. So that thought process is certainly in process right now.
What would – okay, get ready because you come on the show. What would Joe do tomorrow to spark – if you in control – to spark a stronger business momentum?
The first thing I would do, and it's something I do on a regular basis, is meet with Tony Giovanello about, at the EDC, and say, if I'm in a position of responsibility in government, let's say, what how can I help you? I have a small business background. I've worked with businesses across North America. I worked with a manufacturer here in town. How can I help you? And how can I bridge that gap between what you're trying to do and what needs to get done in terms of government? The other thing I would do is tell everybody, and I know this is a little bit cliche, but we really need to look at not who's right or who's wrong, but what's right. And how are we going to fix this collectively?
We should be asking instead of who's right and who's wrong, what works.
Right. And how? And you know what? Some things aren't going to work. Anybody in business will tell you that they've tried lots of things that didn't work. But you've got to be willing to take the risk.
What about the county? We've talked about the city. What about the county? I mean, I keep hearing things 4 years to get permits. You know, I mean, this is ridiculous. And one person comes out there and finds something, and they come back out to sign off on it, and they find something else. What can the county do?
I think the county has to be more engaged in the growth process. And we are starting to do some investigations. Mary Machado and I are going to be leading a forum here in a couple of weeks, August 9th, actually, with members of the planning and building departments, as well as members of the Board of Supervisors to start that conversation, that dialogue so that, and we did it with the city, and I think, you know, In his primary stages, we've had some success. Letting people just get on the same page. It's not that anybody's trying to circumvent the system, but it's important that the person who's in a bureaucratic position understand that the person sitting across from them, that every minute they spend is money. And the longer they have to sit on the other side of the table without action, maybe the determination between whether they invest or don't invest. And we are at a point in our community where we need every valued investment dollar that we can get. And we cannot throw roadblocks. We need to navigate. So I think the county needs to be more engaged.
Okay, again, we go back to the sense of urgency. These people get, I'm not saying they're bad people, they get paid every 2 weeks, whether they produce or not. Where you don't, I don't. You know, if we don't produce, we don't get paid. All right, let's go to the phones. Coach Bob, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You have a question, a comment, or just want to play us a song?
My pet peeve for the day is the police going out collecting shopping carts.
No, tell me that's not true.
Say that again?
Tell me that's not true. We've got police out collecting.
Well, I don't know. It has to be true. It was in the record searchlight.
Okay.
That in the internet, pretty much.
That in the internet, right? And it's on Facebook. It's got to be true. So they're out collecting. Police are out or community service officers are out?
Well, I don't care who they are. They're getting paid by taxpayer dollars, and that, to me, is a bunch of nonsense.
Yeah, maybe we should.
CSOs are all paid by the taxpayer. They're not paid by some grant from the Lord. They're paid by taxpayers. We got enough problems with the police and our unfunded liabilities and everything else, and they're out collecting carts. My God, we pay for those missing carts already when we shop in the stores that are missing them.
Should we just leave them out there?
Well, who's we?
We being the community.
put the burden on the store to go out and get them. They belong to them.
Okay.
The police have no business collecting a shopping cart when we got transients breaking into buildings. And a thousand, I picked on that one because it's top of mind awareness right now. But we got so much crime going on, and we read about it every day. And then the headline becomes, they're out collecting shopping carts.
Yeah.
That strikes me as just horribly wrong.
Okay.
That's all. That's my comment.
No, okay. No, I understand that. You know, because you see them doing some things sometimes, it kind of makes you wonder. All right, Coach Bob. No, and so, no, it's just, okay. Next, the question came here is, how do you feel about the recall? How does Joe Comente feel
okay,
about the recall?
In doing a little preliminary research on the recall process, obviously you don't need anything specific, you know, any specific issues. And I think the only caveat, and I could have this wrong, is that it can't be 6 months before the actual election. But here's my personal opinion. People who have frustrations, and they express them the way they express them. My own feeling is, I look at it as if it were an impeachment. And for an impeachment, you really need to have something egregious, something that you really think is truly wrong, whether it's criminal or whether it's at the detriment, significant detriment of the community as a whole. And my own personal opinion is that does not exist. Are there some governance issues that you might take issue with? Sure. Well, in a democratic process, in a democratic society, that's how it works. And that's why we have elections. So my opinion is, I don't see anything that's outlandish or egregious or treacherous. Maybe you disagree with some of the decisions they made. But did those decisions fall within their purview? So I know one of the issues was pay raises. Well, pay raises fall within the purview of the city council. Whether you agree with them giving them or not, that's within their duty to do. You may or may not agree with them hiring Mr. Tippin, but that's within their purview. They're doing what they're supposed to do. So they're not acting illegally or acting outside the constraints of their office. You just don't agree with the decisions they're making, and that's valid if that's how you feel. But that's why you have an election. So 15 months from now, you will have the opportunity to go to the polls and express that. So to me, let's focus on how do we fix the problems. Let's focus on how we can work collaboratively and work together. Let's commit to making a better community, and let's not distract ourselves with things like a recall. That's my opinion.
Okay. That's Joe Comente's opinion. And it's 14 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. We're going to take a quick break. This portion of the show brought to you by Wellgate Sports Club on the corner of Eureka and Court Street, the only indoor saltwater pool in the whole area. They have every type of machine you can imagine to work on. Bob has his special relationship with, who is it now? Sadie? What's her? What?
Stella.
Stella. His reclining bike that he just abuses every day for an hour. And what else do they have? Oh, just, you know what? Free weights. They've got it all. The place is immaculate in there. Great trainers. And, of course, Rich Novelli, another person whose name ends with a vowel. So it's got to be a great place. Wellgate Sports Club. Give them a call, 768-1205, or just stop in for a tour of the facility. We'll be right back with Joe Comente. And I want to ask things like what's going on with the Builders Exchange and the new things that are happening that way, but also there's a couple other questions that have come across there.
Save the date, August 2nd. Discover Health. Join us in the celebration of wellness and preventative health care. The annual Redding Rancheria Healthcare event is on August 2nd from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Everyone is invited to this free event. All ages welcome with special activities for the kids. Vendors will be located in Wind River Resort and Casino's Event Center and the Redding Rancheria Community Center. Come and enjoy this exciting day filled with free health screenings, information on living a healthier lifestyle, crafting vendors, and much more, including blood pressure, body fat analysis, body mass index, cholesterol, diabetes pre-screen, and more. For details on this free event, log on to windriver.com. Contact Olivia Brady at 530-226-1734 or Jasmine Romero at 530-339-7462. Head down to Redding Rancheria and Wind River Resort and Casino on Wednesday, August 2nd, and check out yet another great health fair this year. Brought to you by Redding Rancheria Tribal Health Center, Redding Rancheria, and Wind River Resort and Casino. Celebrating wellness and preventative health care is better at the river.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
The Cascade Theater and First Five Shasta presents a fun and free film series this summer to keep the kids cool and occupied every Sunday in the month of July. See family-friendly flicks like Minions, James and the Giant Peach, The Incredibles, Homeward Bound, and Up every Sunday at 2 in July. And each event includes games and prizes. And did I mention it's free? More information at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
Streetlights, people, letting the fundamental sound.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. Hope you're having a great day. It's 10 minutes till. It's 80 degrees, going up to 103 today. Not too bad. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. And also, the rest of the week's going to be a little bit cooler. We're not going to have that 108 degrees, 109 degrees. Wow. And quickly, coming up is Six Wire on the 21st, this Friday, down at Tiger Field. And, you know, if you've never heard of Six Wire, they are outstanding. And, in fact, the lead singer of Journey, which is just doing that, is going to be with them, as is the lead singer of Kansas. So it's going to be a super, super time down at Tiger Field this Friday night, the 21st. And are you going to be there?
I've got to check my busy schedule.
Check your busy schedule.
I usually find out where my wife needs me to be.
When that's good. When Linda was singing in Nashville. We're watching Bob come in here and do things
during the show.
He's fixing things, right?
Nice.
When Linda was singing in Nashville, the drummer and a couple other guys there in Six Wire played in different bands that she was singing with, too.
Awesome.
So, you know, we're going to have them on Thursday, a couple of the band members. And they, you know, of course, they're all playing in Nashville, the TV show and all that stuff. So, but it's going to be a great time for everybody Friday night at Tiger Field. I think tickets are $40 and $50, but it's going to be, seating in the infield there and the whole thing. It's going to be great. Rick Bassetti is going to be on tomorrow. We're going to talk about the season and also a lot about Six Wire and coming in with those guys. Okay, I'm here, of course, with Joe Comente. And Joe, you head up the Builders Exchange.
Yes, I do.
What do we got? Anything going on there? Things are starting to come together?
Yes,
the
construction industry is doing very well. From what we can tell, our members are busy. And we continue to focus on a couple of primary areas. Number one is political advocacy. We want to be out in the community doing things that are in the best interest of the community. And certainly anything that drives construction is an important industry. It's an economic driver. So we try to stay politically active in terms of working with the building departments in the respective communities and working with the EDC and with the chamber and doing as much as we can in that venue.
Isn't there a meeting, or has it already been held, about lowering the impact fees?
There is a group right now that is in process. Brian Crane, who does a very good job and is very engaged with the community in that respect, that's working with a group of local people right now to work on that.
Any construction people in that?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so this is okay. So he's going to hear all.
Yes.
Points
no. He, and I've been on several of Brian's committees, and he is very open to
Brian's a good guy.
Diversity in the community, hearing from different people and getting different perspectives.
So there's a chance that, those impact fees may be lowered. Then
there is a chance that you'll see some modernization. I think that's the euphemism.
Modernization,
because impact fees are often based on projected growth, and oftentimes those growth projections are too far out and subsequently don't happen. So you really need to put a more realistic model together. What is the growth going to be like?
The thing I don't understand is if you open up a, you know, you're in a mall that's already there and you put up a store that there when there's been a store there before, why you have to pay all these traffic study fees and all this? I mean, it's thousands of dollars. I mean, what's changing? I mean, why do you have to do that?
I don't think you do. And that is why I encourage people to have, depending on your respective jurisdictions, to sit down and have a conversation with the director of development services, whether the city or the county.
I never could figure that out.
Get your information. And oftentimes what happens is they go to the desk and they talk to the person at the desk who may or may not have all the information. These people, and I'll do another shout out to Larry Vapo because I think he does a very good job. He's very approachable. And you need to make an appointment with him and sit down and say, okay, just explain to me. Where am I? How can I expedite this process? Because I genuinely do believe there are people that work in our city who truly do want to see our community move forward.
Hey, you know what? I've never had a problem. When I go in to see somebody, they've been so helpful. In fact, you know, I hate to even say this, but when I've called the state, in almost every case, they've been very helpful. The feds have been very helpful. Now, part of it has to be is, you know, I try not to come on there like a, you know.
Right. Speak softly,
jackass or anything, but you'd be going and talk to them. And you know what? And when you're nice to them, they're not used to that. Yeah. And they'll just bend over backwards for you.
True.
Oh, they will. No, it's like, you know, oh, gosh, you have such a good attitude. And I went, yeah, you know what? You guys are great. You know, and then it happens. However, after like the fifth time you go in there for the same thing and you talk to the four different people, I can see where, you know.
Absolutely.
It's elevated.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, you can understand people's frustration, but I think people are mostly frustrated because they don't know what course of action to take, and that's why I always encourage them to go meet with the decision makers and discuss your issues and your problems.
Here's a question here. Since we've had a lot of these people in here for a long time, we've had these same problems for a long time. Are they fixing the problems?
You know, everybody has their opinion, and again, I'll go back to where I started. You're immersed in a process. And oftentimes, one of the downsides of being immersed in a process is you become so engaged in making that process run that you lose sight of what the purpose of that process is. And because it's a government agency as opposed to business has market conditions which will force you, whether you want to or not, to innovate because of the market climate. That doesn't necessarily exist for government. So it really does require leadership to say, okay, are we comfortable with the status quo, or how do we get uncomfortable enough to affect the changes that are necessary? And again, I really do look to Board of Supervisors, and I look to City Council to kind of shake the tree a little bit.
I think they should. But yet I don't see that. I had Larry Lees and Dave Kehoe, and Dave Kehoe has been there as long as – I don't know. It's been there a long time. Nobody even runs against Dave. But the thing is that here we are. And I haven't heard anything yet, though I've been promised that Tuesday, tomorrow, there's going to be something announced. I find it, you know, I just find it interesting. I think we do need a shakeup. I think we need to do things. And you're right. People that come up through the system and they get promoted, that's because they work very well during the system. And that's when you have like a city manager that's been working through the system for 20 years or 13 years, and you make them city manager. Well, they're there because they've been a success in the system.
Right.
It's at that point you need to bring in something that is so far out the system, but yet has the ideas to make it work, just to shake everybody up, just saying, excuse me, but I told you to do this 2 weeks ago and you haven't done it. Can you tell me one reason why you should still be employed tomorrow?
And there's a lot to be said for institutional knowledge, and people come up.
Of course.
There's value to that. So again, I shifted to the elected to say, okay.
It is the elected guys that need to do it.
They need to come in. And I have my own opinion. I think they're functioning well. I think there are things they need to do more of and to be better at. But I don't want to stand there and just throw stones because there's
no
value.
No, there isn't. But But you've got to hold their feet to the fire, too. And, you know, people may not like this recall, and recall may not work, but these people made a statement is that, look, you've been talking about this. There's been no change. It just keeps getting worse. So guess what? We're going to recall you. Yeah. And I understand what they're saying. On the other hand, what you said, too, I mean, have they done anything so egregious? But here's what I'm looking at, too, is, and people need to, is right now all the unions are coming up for on the renegotiations right now. So the question is that city council going to be able to hold the line and say, look where we are. You're not going to get these raises. You're not going to be able to do these things. You know, even if you deserve them, look at the shape we're in. This is your town, too.
Well, and that will be the test. And one of the things that has to be understood is even though somebody's worth more money, you can only pay what you can afford to pay. In my business career, I've had lots of people come to me and say, I need more money. And they were stars. They were stellar. My comment and reply was, I'd love to pay you more, but I can't afford to. So here's what I can do for you. I can write you a glowing letter of recommendation and let people know that I'm saddened to lose you, but you need to go where you need to go. I mean, it's a free market. And for some reason, we shy away from that. We shy away from this free market. I think every person has the right to go out and make as much money as they possibly can.
I'm all for that, too.
And if we can't afford to pay them, then we should grace them with the opportunity to go someplace else to do that.
I think so, too. And we have not done that.
News this hour.
We have got to run now because I've just gone over the top again. Joe Comente here is with us. And, Joe, thank you so much for joining us.
Always my pleasure to share my ideas with you.
Great. Hey, tomorrow, Rick Bassetti, we're going to be talking about a lot of things that are going on with the Colt 45s and, of course, the Big Six Fire concert. Have a great day, and be careful out there.
And KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Continues today in central Arizona. Nine other people were killed when a 6-foot wall of water swept through the Tonto National Forest, turning a small creek into a raging river and sending hikers like Mandisa Alexander running for their lives.
When it came, it just instantly was just